We're going to continue in more creative uses of Go. Most people use Go, microservices, Kubernetes stuff, servers, whatever, but usually not user interfaces. Every year there are a few crazy people who come to talk about some crazy new front-end thingy built in Go, and I personally always like it. So I also invited Andrew this year to talk about low-code graphical user interfaces in our favorite language, Python. Go! Round of applause!
Thank you very much, Dave Marcher. I'm going to talk to you about low-code graphical applications. So on two levels, there's not going to be much code on screen. I think I actually have less code than John's description about how to get involved in contributing earlier. So let me see how I can do. However, lots of pretty pictures, so hopefully I can keep you engaged in that way. Hi, my name is Andrew. I am a software engineer, work in various startups. I've written a couple of books and occasionally appeared on podcasts and interviews talking about graphical app development with Go. It is exciting to be here on stage at FOSDEM. I've been coming for decades, having been an open source contributor for years as part of the Enlightenment Project, Maven, all sorts of things that potentially predate and certainly stand outside of the Go ecosystem. More recently, I started the Fine Project. Perhaps a few of you might have heard about this. It's a way to build native graphical applications using Go that are going to work on any device. If you